Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's show has been inspired by the great cinematic film released in 1915 by D.W. Griffith, the infamous film entitled The Birth of a Nation. Well, we've sort of updated that and used it as a platform for tonight's broadcast. Our podcast is entitled Birther of a Nation 3.0, Austin Trumpman. Let's begin, shall we? There are two families, the Austin Trumpman and the Cameron Sessions family. Austin and Cameron were military academy roommates many years ago. Years later, they are reunited to save the Christian U.S. from the anti-deplorable forces who were attempting to snuff out the real America, the Christian America. So as the country rapidly approaches civil disunion, the Trumpman daughter, Elsie, is sent ahead by herself to travel to the Sessions family residence in Piedmont, South Carolina. Elsie, upon arriving at the Sessions family home, is greeted by the eldest son, Greg, an Army Ranger on leave, and Elsie is instantly smitten by his dashing and charming manner and looks. The youngest son, Wade, apparently was away serving in an ultra-elite border patrol squad in Arizona, overlooking the Arizona-Mexican border. He was a sniper and apparently has 160 notches on his helmet. Elsie soon bears witness to Emily Sessions, Cameron Sessions' eldest daughter, being shouted down by the anti-deplorable crowd in a most vile and venal manner. Elsie learns very quickly that disaffected, deplorable white folk need rescuing big time, and that something had to be done quickly by somebody. The anti-deplorables have upended the natural social order of things with their political correctness and had stamped out any influence that the deplorables once had. The deplorables, however, want the natural order of things to be restored, but the damn politically correct, i.e. the anti-deplorables, individuals of color and non-Aryan ethnic origins and everyone, all points in between, certainly have things in hand to the decided disadvantage of the deplorables. During this time, one of the deplorable fair maidens was seen hiking in the nearby woods, picking flowers to take home and put into a vase. Meanwhile, one of the anti-deplorable men from nearby caught sight of this fair maiden and thus made hot pursuit after the fair maiden, as he was quite smitten at the very sight of her. However, upon approaching her, the deplorable fair maiden bade him not to come any closer, as he and his obvious intentions repulsed her to the quick. The anti-deplorable suitor nevertheless continued his chase, and the deplorable fair maiden then proceeded to quickly run from him, only to arrive at a steep precipice with no means of easy escape from the fast oncoming anti-deplorable pursuer. With her back to the precipice, the fair maiden seemed to lose balance and in an instant fell over the edge to her death. The deplorable brigade got wind of what happened, and donning white sheets with the letter T emblazoned on the front, rode their stallions in pursuit of this impudent anti-deplorable, whereupon, running him down, gave him a quick judicial proceeding and summarily hanged him, and then dumped his body in front of the anti-deplorable headquarters in Piedmont. The anti-deplorable forces, infuriated, made quick for the residence of Piedmont's most infamous deplorable, Cameron Sessions, Austin Trumpman's friend and former military academy classmate. and stumbled upon all manner of Aryan Brotherhood paraphernalia, and immediately took charge of the elder Sessions and his two daughters. However, some neighborly ne'er-do-wells intervened to free the Sessions family members, who then made flight to their secret hideaway located out in the country. However, Austin Trumpman's daughter, Elsie, was accidentally left behind in the Sessions family residence by the marauding deplorables, and Elsie then quickly sought out the leader of the deplorables, Nat Turner, and pleaded for his help to stop the threat against the Sessions family. The deplorable leader, Nat, was agreeable, but only if Elsie would give him a big smooch on his cheek. Elsie demurred, and the deplorable leader proceeded to press her close to him, whereupon she pushed away from him and screamed bloody murder out of the open window overlooking the street, when who should hear her blood-curdling screams but none other than, you guessed it, her daddy, Austin Trumpman, who fortuitously had been traveling down to Piedmont from D.C., only to arrive just in time to hear his daughter's blood-curdling scream out of the window of the Sessions residence. Austin stormed into the house and confronted the anti-deplorable leader and learned of the imminent danger the Sessions family members faced while hunkered down out in their country hideaway by the fast-approaching anti-deplorable forces. Elsie immediately informed Daddy that there was a large and well-armed contingent of deplorables in Piedmont, and that Daddy should assume command of them and lead them out to the country to rescue the elder Sessions and his two daughters, and then return to restore peace in Piedmont itself. This was all done, and Austin Trumpman did indeed return to Piedmont with the Sessions family members, and then proceeded to mop up the evil anti-deplorable forces and their leader, Nat. Elsie was then free to marry the elder Sessions boy, Greg. At this time, Greg's youngest brother, Wade, returned from the Arizona-Mexican border with his helmet filled with notches and presented a most dashing figure when he met Elsie's youngest sister, Flora, who had just arrived from D.C. that very morning after finishing her last law exam at Washington and Lee. Elsie and Greg were married at the First Trinity Church in downtown Piedmont, South Carolina, with a full 21-gun salute following afterwards. Wade and Flora became engaged, and with Daddy Sessions' financial help, they bought a little chicken shit franchise operation in downtown Piedmont. Thus was the deplorable way of life reclaimed and reinstituted throughout the realm, as the fiery sun brilliantly disappeared slowly behind the hills of Piedmont, while mint juleps were sipped on by one and all. And as the biblical passage reads, let no man put asunder what the mighty Christian Lord hath proclaimed. And everybody lived happily ever after, except for all of the rest of us. Well, if you do a little Google or a little Wikipedia on Birth of a Nation, and if you do 5 or 10 minutes on the some of the script, some of the lines, you'll get an idea of why we use this as the perfect platform to do a remake and an update in 2016. Thank you very much for listening. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.